It's the morning show. I'm Shereen Seward in for Kate Archer-Kent. With an estimated 500 million fans and 10 million players worldwide, the popularity of rugby is on the rise, including here in the United States. The number of women participating in the sport is unprecedented, more than 2.7 million women players worldwide. World Rugby calls women's participation one of the sport's greatest success stories, representing the single greatest opportunity for growth in the next decade. Join in on the coaching philosophy that leads to success. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Derek Wagner coaches UW Eau Claire's Women's Rugby Club. Derek, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
UW Eau Claire Women's Rugby is a club sport governed by the National Collegiate Rugby instead of the NCAA. What does it mean to be a club sport?
Yeah, what it means to be a club sport, it's just, UW Eau Claire has our club sports that has, ultimate frisbee to soccer to softball to hockey. So a variety of different actual club sports compared to being like a D3 NCAA athlete. So what I like about it, it's a lot of, students who want to continue to be athletes who maybe played a ton of sports in high school that just want to continue on to playing sports in the school that they're going to.
And how long have you been personally involved in rugby? Have you played for a long time?
No, I actually started in college. So that would have been in 2009 is when I started playing for UW Stevens Point. A lot of people get to rugby in college just because they're aren't a lot of high school like opportunities. So it's really common to pick up the game in college. I played for 4 years at UW Stevens Point. And then right after that, I started coaching at UW Eau Claire for the women's club.
I have to wonder if you can just explain a little bit about rugby for people who are not familiar with the rules, because this is not something that we see. We don't see high school sports. We don't see it. It's not something that you see as often as those other sports. So tell us a little bit about the game and the rules. What's it like?
Yeah, for rugby, one thing I really like about it is it's a full contact sport. So for women, it's one of the only full contact sports that they can play that has the same rules as men. But the game itself, it's a lot of, obviously a lot of contact, but you only can pass the ball backwards. So that's fun. And when you get tackled, you have to release the ball and then try to what's called a ruck, try to regain possession of the ball. And then that's how it recycles from there. It's 2 40-minute halves. And you have 15 players on each team. So you have 30 players on one field at one time. And it can be a variety of different types of people as well. Like you're strong and strong players in your pack, as well as your backline players who are going to be a little bit more fast and run with the ball on the outside wings. So it's interesting that you can have a variety of different shapes and sizes and players in rugby on one team, but coordinating 15 players without any stops and it's continuous play is the fun part.
Sure. We're talking with Derek Wagner, who coaches UW Eau Claire Women's Rugby Club. Joining us now is Abby Jacobs. She is a UW Eau Claire student and women's rugby amateur athlete. Abby played for Team USA in the 2022 Garnet and Gold International Tournament. Abby, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
You played both games for the women's U23 Team USA against Canada. What is a highlight from playing the games?
Oh, it was an awesome time. I would say a highlight would be like when you got the ball in your hands. It's like we worked so hard the building up days to it. And then like when you got the ball in your hands and I just like had so many coaches telling me things to do, and then like that was my time to execute it, and like just getting to like carry that ball or be that support for the other players, and like it was like little times in the game I feel like stuck out to me so much, because it was just like that's exactly what we talked about the week before and we've been working so hard for this, and things like that. So it was just, I would say like that would be a highlight for me. It was like executing the things we worked so hard on the week before and just seeing it come together.
Derek was talking with us a few minutes ago and said that he picked up rugby in college. He didn't play before then. What about you? You know, what drew you to it, and was it college for you as well?
Yeah, it was college for me as well. I had played three sports before I had joined rugby, like in high school. And those, I would say, like, by the time I got to college, I was a little burnt out. And I just was like, when I found rugby, it was so fun to learn a new sport and just like be on a team again, because I hadn't been on a team because I joined the second semester of my freshman year. So like, joining that semester, I just was like, I love the team, I love the people, I love getting the workout in, and I just loved learning a new sport. Like, it just all was, I just loved it. I fell in love pretty fast.
I can hear it in your voice, how enthusiastic you are. Derek, you have nearly a decade of experience coaching the UW-Eau Claire team. What's your coaching philosophy?
My coaching philosophy is to be like be there, right? I think dedication is so important, to be there all the time and communicate with the players appropriately. I think in my past, you know, I always want to be the coach that I always thought coaches should be, and being able to talk to players effectively, bring them up, be positive, and know how to talk to each player differently, because each person's going to be going through something different, so they're going to need different communication styles for them. So I try to bring really positive energy, but also just think about communication style for each player, each person, and how to go into each game so we can do our best. Everybody can play to their best. And, you know, at practices, it's I talk a lot about technique, how to do stuff, reasons why we do things, and try to ask a lot of questions so they can come up with the answers themselves and be able to understand reasons why we're doing things and how to do them.
Abbey World Rugby says more than a quarter of the entire rugby playing population is female, but let's face it, that means three quarters of the rugby population is male. So what is it like as a woman playing a sport that has a male dominated history?
I would say it's like, I don't know. That's interesting. I would say it's like when like you tell someone you play rugby, it's definitely like a reaction. And it's kind of fun, first of all, because I love spreading what rugby is. And like also spreading the idea that, like you had mentioned, like women can play it too. This is a full contact. You're going out on this field and you're going to come off hurting one way or another, you know? And I would say like, I'm not sure. It's just like being able to play that sport and be like, yeah, I can do hard things. I can do this. And I'm a woman. And like, I think that's awesome. And I guess that's kind of like how I would feel about that sort of thing.
Abby, you just said that when you tell people that you play rugby, you get a reaction. What do you see in people's faces?
It's just like, initially, sometimes it's that they don't know. Like in the States, you know, rugby is not as like watched as like overseas. I have some friends who I had played with, and they're like, literally every pub, every bar, that's what's on, because like that's so much more major over there. But sometimes it's they don't know, but I won't lie, most of the time it's like, wow, like you do that, like you you really do that. And it's also kind of like, I feel like it's a respect thing for people too. They're like, respect that you do that and that you're like tough enough or brave enough to go on that field and do it over and over.
Abby Jacobs is a UW-Eau Claire student. She is women's rugby amateur athlete. Abby played for Team USA in the 2022 Garnet and Gold International Tournament. Derek Wagner coaches UW-Eau Claire's women's rugby club. Join in 800-642-1234. I'm Shereen Seward. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It's The Morning Show. I'm Shereen Seward. We continue our conversation about rugby's popularity. Join in on opportunities to get involved in this increasingly beloved sport 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Abby Jacobs is a UW Eau Claire student. She is a women's rugby amateur athlete who played for Team USA in the 2022 Garnet and Gold International Tournament. Derek Wagner coaches UW Eau Claire Women's Rugby Club. Derek, Eau Claire's season begins soon. What are your expectations this year?
Yeah, expectations wise, it's funny. Yesterday, NCR, the National Collegiate Rugby Conference that we're governed by, had us fourth in the preseason poll in the nation. So we're really excited about that and continuing to succeed throughout the year. So our goal is to win our conference, which we're part of the Great Waters Conference, which has 19 schools a part of it. So huge, huge conference in mostly in Wisconsin with all the UW schools, as well as in the UP and their schools in Illinois as well. So our conference kind of goes into those three states. But we're looking forward to trying to win our conference for the first time. So we're bringing back a lot of our team. We only missed one senior from last year. She was an All-American, but yeah, it's a big hole to fill, but it makes it much easier when you have so many players coming back. So expectations for this year is just continuing to learn, get new players in, but to look at our conference and try to go from there. Last year, we ended up eighth in the nation and we ended up losing in our conference final, but it was a fantastic journey last year and just hopefully can continue to build off of that.
Abby, what about you? Do you have any personal expectations or personal goals that you're looking to achieve this season?
Yeah, I would say, like, one thing that, like, I had thought about honestly the whole time I was at that USA camp was, like, how much of this I can bring back to, like, my home team. I love playing for Eau Claire, and we have so many young girls who are, like, going into their second year of playing, and the amount of knowledge I had learned, like, at that camp, I really would love to bring it back to our girls, and I feel like that can really help us take it to that next level where Dirk wants to win the conference. And, like, if we can just, like, I don't know, like, we're so young, if we can just kind of take that step and get into, like, a more mature playing, I think that would be really cool. Personal goals wise, I would say I want to be a leader in our forward pack, which is some of the bigger girls on the field, and just be like a driving leader out there and help bring people together for that. And yeah, honestly, more just like I want the best for the team this year. I think that we have a really good chance, but the only way to do it is like if we kind of all grow together, you know, and that's what I'm excited about as we go into this season. And I'm really excited for the season too. Like Derek had said, we only lost one senior. It's tough, but it's exciting to know how much returning players we have and what we're going to be able to do this season.
We're talking about rugby with Abby Jacobs, UW Eau Claire student athlete and former Team USA women's rugby player, and Derek Wagner, UW Eau Claire's women's rugby club coach. Derek, the role of coaches varies by sport, obviously. What is typically the role of rugby coaches during a game?
Yeah, during a game, I mean, it can be tough because there's no timeouts. So if I'm looking to do something or trying to set up something, it's really on their own. So for me, it's almost spectator, where I just have to sit and watch and make and see, you know, if what I tried to implement during the week, if it goes into Saturday. So it's watching, it's seeing where we can adjust. Thinking about halftime talk, thinking about what subs to bring in. But since it's so continuous, you know, I don't get a chance to call a specific play. It's more about the players on the pitch. And that's what makes it really more like about them, right? So they can make their own choices out there, and I can talk through those choices and talk to them about, you know, maybe we could have done this or that. But come game day, it's more about watching and seeing where we can adjust, but seeing the players implement the plan that we talked about throughout the week.
We have Rick from Wisconsin Dells on the phone. Hi, Rick.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Great, Great subject. Yeah, I'd like to just kind of reiterate that, you know, this is a great sport to continue athletics as a high school football player and wrestler. I didn't quite have the ability to do those things at the college level, but I still wanted to be involved in athletics. And I found rugby to be the perfect choice and a ton of fun and great exercise as well as camaraderie. And as far as the women's rugby, boy, the men really, really love it and respect the all the gals that are out there doing it. We think it's fantastic. So, yeah, I guess that's where I'm at. I think it's a fun game to watch, and it's an excellent game to play. So
thanks,
let's keep
Rick.
It going. Grow rugby. Go Rats.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Abby, Rick was saying that, you know, the men that play rugby really give women a lot of respect. Do you feel that?
I would say I feel that from a lot of people. Like when you meet someone out like in public and you just like mention that you play rugby or they figure it out and they also play rugby, there is that mutual respect like he was talking about. It's like, yeah, you know, that's part of the culture you're part of. And once you're in that culture, you're in that culture. And there is that mutual respect, which is really cool. And like, I would say the men know what we're going out there and we're doing. And yeah, you get that respect from them. And I think that's pretty cool. Respect for teams. Each club has a different culture to it. So some clubs you'll meet will be awesome and so supportive to the women's rugby and some aren't as supportive. But I would say for the most part, it's like you're in that community. And it's just like, wow, you're going out there and doing the same thing I am, you know, and there's that mutual respect. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Derek, what kinds of opportunities are there for people who want to get involved in rugby and give it a shot?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot more opportunities than you think. From middle school to high school rugby, and obviously in collegiate rugby as well as adult. So you can find them. You just got to look a little bit harder because sure. they are kind of few and far between. But especially within Madison area, Milwaukee, Green Bay has got a ton. Stevens Point, there's a ton of rugby to be had out there, and if there's not, start a club and research more about it because it can really be a great opportunity for the community to come in, both men, women. It's a fantastic way to continue to play, to be able to play and bring the sport and be able to grow the sport too. For me, that's one of the biggest things. I found rugby, I loved it. And my goal has always been to continue to grow the sport in different ways. And if we can get more youth players playing it and make it more of a normal to have, you know, high schools have the sport, then that's how we grow better players and can contribute to the US team. Because I mean, Abby's a prime example. She started in 2020 spring, obviously a tough time for everyone. She practiced for a full year. Her first fall was last fall, and then she was able to get on a pathway to the US team. So it is possible to be able to do that and to be able to contribute to a national team level in rugby.
We only have about a minute and a half left, but we have Rona from Camden on the phone. I want to make sure that we get her in. Hi, Rona.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, both of your guests. And I just want to say that rugby did a lot for my daughter. She attended UW-Madison and never played rugby except for in Fayette until she went to college. And I really watched her grow personally through the sport of rugby. It helped her develop some personal self-confidence, and she was able to take on leadership roles as captain, and I'm just really very thankful for it. She was never happy on a Saturday if it wasn't a rugby day.
That's great, Rona. And Abby, what did it do for your leadership skills? Did that translate for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I had some leadership skills in my previous sports, and then coming into this takes you a little bit, like, to get to know the game, but, like, once you prove as like kind of a more dominant player out there, you know, it's like that respect from the girls gets there. And then like, it just like gives you the self-confidence to help lead them, you know? And it's like, the them trusting in you is what makes me want to lead them, you know. And it's like, it's so easy to, like, you know, shy off and not take that role sometimes, but like, there's so much support and everything. And it just, like, once I kind of found a leadership role, it was really fun to get to just, like, grow with it and just take that on confidence.
Abby and Derek, thank you so much for being here today and sharing that with us. Abby Jacobs, a UW Eau Claire student and women's rugby amateur athlete. She played for Team USA in the 2022 Garnet and Gold International Tournament. Derek Wagner coaches UW Eau Claire Women's Rugby Club. Ahead this hour, we'll explore Midwest food terminology with the host of PBS Wisconsin's Wisconsin Foodie. Join in, 800-642-1234. News, update, and a story from Wisconsin Life are next. I'm Shereen Seward on the Ideas Network.